House Veterans Affairs Committee members are not going to ask the Department of Veterans Affairs to improve cybersecurity anymore. They want to tell them how to do it. A new bill would be among the most comprehensive cyber bills that any agency's seen in almost a decade. Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller is here with details on the bill and reaction to it. What does this bill tell the Department of Veterans Affairs it has to do for cyber protection now?
Well, the Veterans Information Security Improvement Act, or H.R. 4370, was introduced actually yesterday by Congresswoman Jackie Walorski, and it really explicitly requires VA to take steps to repair what lawmakers and outside auditors say are huge operational and procedure holes in their network and computer security processes. Now, the bill is going to take several specific steps. It's 28 pages. We have it up on federalnewsradio.com. People can read it for themselves. So let me just give you some highlights. Okay. It's going to help agencies reclaim, secure, safeguard their network, including their domain controllers. It's going to help VA defend its workstations from critical security vulnerabilities. It's going to help them upgrade or actually phase out unsupported, outdated operating systems. And it should help improve how VA secures its web applications and, in terms of the electronic health record system, Vista, how to protect it from anonymous user access. So those are just a few of the really top-level things that's going to do. Greg Wilshushin is the Government Accountability Office's Director of Information Security Issues. He testified before the House Veterans Affairs Committee on March 25th about this draft bill.
These actions identified in the directive are intended to address known vulnerabilities that exist in VA now. And so to the extent that they take those actions, again, on a risk-based basis, that it should help VA improve its security.
Now, he says the draft bill at this time, now remember, this was last week, so that was when it was still a draft bill, may actually help to prompt VA to refocus their efforts to secure their system. Now, there's a couple other things I want to highlight about the bill because I think it's very important. It's actually going to require the CIO and the Chief Information Security Officer to meet certain experience, training, and certification requirements. You never see this
right
from Congress. You must have X amount of years of experience. You must meet this level of certification.
It's very specific.
Very specific. The bill also puts time frames around cyber activities, such as giving the agency 90 days from when the bill becomes law to upgrade or phase out those unsupported operating systems, or tells them in 45 days implement an automated patching tool that can process and ensure the agency applies cyber upgrades within 48 hours of that patch becoming available. Finally, it would do several other things, and one of them would be ensure the use of standard secure configurations, employ system scanning tools that check daily for software version patch levels, configuration files, and actually deploy security content automation protocol tools that are validated by NIST and ensures that they are in compliance. Again, we have everything on federalnewsradio.com.
Why are they going to this level of detail? I mean, this is really, really intricate as far as how they want VA to do their business.
Yeah. You never see this type of prescription from Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the feeling is among members of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, at least, that no matter what, they've prodded and pushed VA to do it, and they feel like they have nothing else left to do. This is the last path. So Walorski says VA has given the committee really no choice but to be this prescriptive.
Is legislation needed? I honestly, having sat on this committee, think that it's a directive that has to be implemented at this point because there's no voluntary compliance. So the mere suggestion from Congress asking and then having your department follow up and the reports that continually come back with vulnerabilities, I mean, it's just my opinion. Our veterans deserve more. When it comes to protecting identities and healthcare records, and, you know, there isn't a day that goes by in the local news and national news where we're not talking about protecting the most important data that we all have, which is our identity, and now in this case, health records, and now we're talking domain controllers, and we're asking questions about foreign entities having access. To me, I just think there's an urgency involved.
Now, at the same time, the bill comes after the committee over the last about 9 months has routinely pressed VA to make improvement for its cyber procedures. There were briefings, there were hearings, there were meetings, there were letters, but the committee has not seen the progress from VA. Now, you remember the stories that we broke last summer, testimony from former VA Chief Information Security Officer Jerry Davis about what he alleged was rubber stamping of system security certifications. Also, what came out at the hearing about at least 9 cases where foreign actors got into VA's network and potentially stole data from VA. And these problems are by and far not new. Greg Wilshushin says GAO has been finding very similar issues with VA cyber posture since the 1990s.
Our work has shown that Department of VA continues to face longstanding challenges in its information security program. From fiscal year 2007 through 2013, we noted that VA has had weaknesses in each of the five major security categories that we track over that period of time in each year. And these include those controls that protect and limit and detect unauthorized access to its systems, controls such as configuration management, which are intended to ensure that only authorized programs are in operation and are current and apply appropriate patches, segregation of duties, contingency planning, which is also intended to assure that disruptions in service are minimized and prevented to the extent possible, and importantly, security management. And these are the controls that establish the governance and assure that controls are tested and known weaknesses are remediated in a timely manner.
Now, well, Shuzen says GAO currently is reviewing VA's IT security and will look at to which extent these longstanding vulnerabilities continue to exist, how much risk do veterans' data face because of these cyber weaknesses, and the steps VA has taken to mitigate those risks and vulnerabilities. This evaluation, this analysis is actually just beginning.
Now, VA has a reaction to this, and you're reporting on it.
They do. Now, they have not reviewed the draft legislation yet. I mean, this was just dropped yesterday, so they said, listen, the VA officials says that we will communicate with these views on this legislation with the committee once they can complete it. Well, Shuzen says VA has made progress by implementing continuous monitoring programs and standardizing security configurations. And if he says if those are designed and implemented appropriately, they could have a positive impact on VA's network security. I also heard from a VA spokeswoman. She says that VA obviously takes its obligation to safeguard personal information seriously. They have placed a strong multi-layered defense to combat evolving cybersecurity threats, and they're committed to protecting the veterans' information, strengthening information security, and putting in place technology to ensure veterans' data at VA is secure. So they're saying we are doing a lot already.
You have more of this on federalnewsradio.com this afternoon.
Absolutely. More tomorrow morning with Tom and Emily on the Federal Drive.